interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Champions find a way. Dig deep, keep battling, keep competing, one stop at a time. We want to try to be conference champions every year. We want to try to win our county every year. We want to try to win our sectional every year.
This is the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to Mount Vernon High School, live from the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Michael Hooker. Tonight, the 4A Sectional 9 Championship. Pendleton Heights, the Lady Arabians, will travel to a neutral site, technically Mount Vernon's home, to face the 18-6 Mount Vernon Lady Marauders.
Yeah, both these teams, Zion, 18-6 coming into the night. Pendleton Heights, in the regular season, did beat Mount Vernon pretty handedly, 59-37. That was at Pendleton Heights. That was a really good game. You know, Casey Warfel dominating like she usually does in that matchup. But both these teams have faced each other multiple times here in the sectionals over the years. You know, I remember my freshman year watching the game here at Mount Vernon in the sectional championship. That was the last time we made the sectional championship, was 2022. We lost to Mount Vernon on the road. It was a tough loss, but it was a good learning experience for some of these seniors that were on that team, especially Casey Warfel. Casey, averaging 15 points per game that year, has turned it completely around, is now a dominant force, and I'm looking for a pretty dominant performance from her here tonight.
Yeah, for the Lady Arabians, they're having the best season that they've had probably close to in-school history. Of course, that would have to see their playoff push, what that's like, but they're on a 12-win streak, the second highest in school history. They beat Noblesville, had a close bout with many tough teams, number one in the state, number two in the state, Lawrence Central. You know, they really tied it all together, and now they're facing the second-best team in this sectional and or conference in Mount Vernon. The Lady Marauders, they've won four straight sectional titles, and they're going to commit tonight for their fifth.
Yeah, Mount Vernon, when it comes to sectional time, I don't know what it is, but they turn it on in any sport, but especially girls basketball. Their head coach, Julie Shelton, she's one of the all-time leading scorers at Butler University, where she used to play college basketball, and she has really come into this program and turned it around. Four straight sectional championships in the past 4 years, going to their fifth one in a row, looking for that fifth straight championship. This is an impressive, history for her and this Mount Vernon Lady Marauders team. Obviously, last year she had Ellery Minch, was a D1 prospect, went to a D1 college, so that made it kind of easy on her for 4 years. This year, without her, but they still had a really good year. They're 18-6, playing in their fifth straight sectional championship against a team that beat them pretty handedly in the regular season. But I think Coach Shelton, when it comes to the playoffs, is a different monster when talking about her team. She knows how to coach them. She's been in this situation before, and she can get the job done. And hopefully Mount Vernon can find a way to stop Casey Warfel tonight.
If there's a year for Pendleton Heights to win it all, it's going to be this year. They've got the seniors in Casey Warfel. Ada Hubbard having a great sophomore season, tying it together. Pendleton Heights, their last sectional championship was in 2011. It's been a long time. They're looking to add some trophies to the hardware case. And for Mount Vernon, they've won the past four. They're our school rivals. This is the Battle of State Road 67.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Battle of State Road 67. Both these teams, you know, we're only about 20, 30 minutes from each other. So really, in any sport, it's kind of a big rivalry. You know, these past couple years with football, we've traded back and forth on homecomings for between us. And baseball, we trade all the time. Softball, trade all the time. And in basketball, obviously, boys is a different story. But in girls, we'll go back and forth. You know, Pendleton usually gets a hold of them in the regular season, but when it comes to the tournament time, Mount Vernon seems to win it. You know, it's one of those scenarios. You may have won the battle, but we won the war. And that's kind of what Mount Vernon has. They have Pendleton's number in the postseason. So if Pendleton can get a win here tonight, that'll not only be huge for these seniors, but also for Coach Rogers. This is his biggest game he's coached in his career. He said that before. You'll probably hear that later. So I really think that Pendleton Heights, with the momentum that they have on a 12-game win streak, having the best season they've had in a few years, I think they can definitely surprise some people here tonight and maybe make a big push. Obviously, both these teams, whoever wins, goes to Decatur Central to play more than likely Lawrence Central in regionals. So this is a very exciting matchup, Zion.
Yeah, one of these teams is going to go home sad. The other's going to continue as tournament champions. So stay tuned. I got the chance to sit down with head coach of the Lady Arabians, Coach Rogers, break down this game and maybe the future of this team. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Show your support today by donating to 91.7 WEEM. Donations to the station help improve our students' learning experiences and opportunities, but we can't do it without your support. For more information, contact Luke Watson at 765-778-2161. Extension is 6095. Or lwatson at smcsc.com. We greatly appreciate your support for donating and by tuning in. 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this pregame interview. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Coach Rogers. How's your day going, Coach?
Going good.
All right, so getting into it, you got a great matchup tonight. It's championship round of sectionals. You're playing Mount Vernon. To start, is this the biggest game you've ever coached in?
I mean, I think so, just because, you know, it's got the label of a sectional final. But, you know, we've been in games that are the same caliber as this. Sectional semifinal last year with New Pal. Some of those county tournament games with LaPel throughout the years. The semifinal against Alexandria this year, Noblesville, Fishers, HSC, like, you know, we've been in high caliber, high marquee matchups. Obviously, this one has a little bit more oomph to it, with it kind of being win or go home. Yeah, you know, we're preparing for this the same way we do for everything, and, you know, staying focused and locked in.
Now, Mount Vernon, they're four straight sectionals. They've gone to regionals the past 4 years. They've knocked Pendleton Heights out three out of the last 5 years. They're our school rival. It's pretty intimidating to go against them. They have the same record as Pendleton Heights. Does the team feel that way? Are they forgetting history and just focusing on today? Where's the team at today?
You know, again, I think, you know, even though we beat them in the regular season as part of that conference championship, there wasn't a whole lot of talk or conjecture about Mount Vernon. You know, obviously we talk personnel and things like that, but to us it was just, you know, preparing for another game. You know, we've won 12 in a row, extending that win streak against Anderson, and I think our girls are focused on the mission at hand, not so much in what comes up when the word Mount Vernon comes across.
Now, the other coach, Julie Shelton of Mount Vernon, she's a pretty illustrious coach. If she were to win tonight, it would be her 400th at the school. She holds the Butler all-time women's basketball scoring record. What's it like, you know, having a coaching matchup against such an illustrious coach? And, you know, does that put you in any sort of a downfall at all? Because it's going to be pretty tough going against a coach like that.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy our talks. I kind of feel like Coach Shelton is a little bit of a mentor to me. I always enjoy our pregame conversations on the court and maybe even before fans are in the stands. And, you know, she's a Hall of Famer for sure. So, you know, once again, it's one of those where we prepare a certain way. We felt like we've prepared. And no matter who that other coach is across the, you know, the way to the other bench, we're going to go out and do what we do.
Now, last night, you played your first game in a week. Of course, you beat Anderson by a fair big margin. Now, how did you fare after a week of not playing, which is pretty unusual for the Arabians?
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you. I felt like we came out pretty good to be off that long of a stretch. And, you know, it'll wear on you. You know, it's hard to stay focused. It's hard to stay locked in. And I was really proud of how we came out and played defensively and executed on the offensive end. You know, with each win in the postseason tournament, you know, the stakes rise a little bit more. So, you know, we talk about there's a flag. There's a flag in our locker room that is, you know, a Navy SEALs flag. And it talks about, you know, not rising to the occasion. it's, you know, when crap hits the fan, it's falling to, you know, your standard of what you do on a daily basis. So we feel like that's really helped us in some of these games. Noblesville, Fishers, even though we came up just a tad bit short, but, you know, we feel like we're ready, we're prepared, and we're ready to take the court tonight.
Well, that'll about wrap it up for this interview. You guys are pretty close to a fair few records. We're going to talk about that tonight on the broadcast. You're two wins away from the highest win streak in Lady Arabian's history, and you guys haven't gotten further past the sectional championship since 2011. So one last question here for your coach. What would that mean to get farther than that? Of course, you're one game away, but you've seen that similar scope in the past few years.
Yeah, you know, I think our girls, we are focused focused on finishing our third goal tonight. It's a special group, and I know they're ready to get out and compete. And you know, as they say, we're going to stack them up and stack the chips up and see where they fall. And hopefully we can come out on the winning side.
Well, good luck tonight, Coach. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks.
Back to the pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Don't miss out. A new episode of WEEM Weekly comes out bi-weekly on Wednesdays. We interview those within the school and around the community.
It's always great to work with people that you actually like.
You can find the latest episode of WEEM Weekly anywhere podcasts can be found.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly podcast.
91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Mount Vernon High School on the Arabian Sports Network. Pendleton Heights, their opponents have the combined record of .603, 30th highest in this state. Mount Vernon not even ranked on that stat. Thought it was interesting here going into the tournament championship.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting. And, you know, I didn't know to look at that until Coach Buck mentioned it to us for the boys' combined record. But Pendleton Heights, 30th in the state. It kind of shows what Coach Rogers wants to do with this team. They want to play harder teams. That's what they did when they played Westfield, when they played HSC, when they played Lawrence Central, when they played Fishers, when they play some of these harder teams. You know, they want that competition so they are better off for playoff time. Obviously, you want to throw in games where it's like, okay, well, we're more than likely going to win this game, so let's throw that. Like, we need some of those games, but you want some of these games where it's where you're the underdog. You want to have that, so that way going into playoffs, you're not always favored in every game.
Yeah, I think that's really going to help tonight separate the contender from the pretender. Of course, Pendleton Heights, you know, they've had this hard schedule. They've fought their way out to an 18-6 record. And then for the Marauders, they've had a bit of an easier schedule. I mentioned they're not ranked on that at all. Sarigan has the top 50 ranked, and they're not ranked on that. But for Mount Vernon, you know, they come in here as underdogs, even though they've won four straight sectional titles. They look for their fifth. That hasn't been done only once in the conference. Anderson-Madison Heights did it from 1985 to 89. So they look to repeat history there for the second time in conference history.
That's impressive. It's been a while because Madison Heights, that's an old school. That is a really old school. That's actually why Pendleton Heights is what it is today. They kind of became Pendleton Heights. Madison Heights did, along with a couple other schools. But that just shows how hard it is to win five in a row. And Coach Shelton has this close to it. If they lose, that's still an impressive feat. Four in a row. You went 4-for-5 in 5 years. That's really impressive.
Yeah, let's take a look at coaching for Mount Vernon. It's Julie Shelton, 399 wins in her 24 years at this school. If she won tonight, that would be her 400th. She's got 10 sectional titles. She was a 1989 Indiana All-Star. She led Seymour High School to multiple regional championships. Then she took her talents to Butler University there, where for four straight seasons she led her team for scoring and rebounding. She holds the career scoring record at Butler University, 1993 Conference Player of the Year, All-American, and Academic All-American.
Yeah, she's a very, very, very colored coach. Not only as a coach, but as a player. You mentioned there are 399 wins. If she wins tonight, that's her 400th career win as the head coach of Mount Vernon Marauders. Also, this is her 24th straight year at Mount Vernon High School. And with a record of 399 to 170, she's got a really, really, really good winning percentage. Now, Coach Rogers, not much of a resume as a head coach here at Pendleton Heights, third year, 48-26, so has had a winning season every year. This is his first sectional championship as a head coach, his second on the coaching staff, because his first one was back in 2022 as an assistant coach. Yeah, you mentioned not much of a resume. He hasn't really had time to state his case as a coach, of course. You know, he played here when he was a player, led the school scoring career highest in points and rebounds. His career points has since been broken once by Kellen Dunham and then now by his former, or I guess current player in Casey Warfel. So he's got a long history at Pendleton Heights, and, you know, they look for success tonight. Three out of their six of their total sectional championships have came here at Mount Vernon High School, so can they get another? We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, contact them today at 800-928-4001. Again, that is 800-928-4001. Or email talk to feg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool.
But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Do you want to expand your client base? Show your support for the 91.7 WEEM by becoming an underwriter. You can also help student broadcasters gain valuable skills of leadership, but we can't do it without your support. For more information, contact Luke Watson at 260-417-5802 or at lwatson@smcse.com. 91.7 WEEM.
More than X's and O's, playing high school football has taught me respect for my coaches and teammates, our opponents, and the officials.
On the softball field, I learn how to be accountable for my actions and how they affect the rest of my team.
Every game reminds us that humility means winning with class and losing with grace. I'm Dante Pope from Maryville High School.
And I'm Ashton Elpers from North Posey High School. These are just some of the lessons we learn from high school sports that we'll carry with us for the rest of our lives.
Wins and losses, highs and lows, success and failure, they are all part of being a student athlete and a human being.
Learning how to handle these ups and downs on the field prepares us to handle them off the field, too.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Be a champion of high school sports and the lessons they teach by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing character. This is education-based athletics. This is your IHSAA.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. Now stay tuned for play-by-play action of your Pendleton Heights Arabians.
Out to Warfel. Casey Warfel, step back, mid-range. Jay, it's up and it's good for Casey Warfel.
Maybe Trout quickly in the other direction, finishes with the left hand.
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to Mount Vernon High School as they do the player introductions. Technically a neutral site for tonight's tournament championship. And, you know, both teams cheered for each of their teams before the national anthem played, and Pendleton Heights seemed louder. Pendleton Heights, you know, as much as it's a smaller town, they show out. They show out and show up, and they are loud. And Pendleton Heights fans love it whenever we're in sectional championships. They showed up pretty well to the New Pal game for football this year. I was expecting not so big of a turnout, but they showed up to support, and that's what you love to see if you're these girls.
I mean, you play late in the season for football like that, and you're, an hour or so away for New Pal. You don't expect them to show up. These Arabian fans travel well now as they'll do the player introductions. We'll announce the starting fives for both teams. So for the Lady Arabians, the same. Mamie Trout, junior guard. Casey Warfel, the senior. Olivia Jones, the junior. Emma Roberts, senior. And then sophomore, number five, Ada Huppert. And then looking over at the Lady Marauders, it's going to be Gabby Thomas, the sophomore guard. Reagan Britt, the senior. Zoe Wood, the freshman guard. Addison Bucksot, the junior forward. And then finally, the freshman Delaney Williams.
Yeah, Mount Vernon known for their, inexperience, Delaney Williams, 8.3 points as a freshman. And then Gabby Thomas, 10.1 as a sophomore. And Zoe Wood, the freshman guard, 16 points per game. In their last outing against Pendleton Heights, 23 points, 9 for 13. Now, Gabby Thomas in her last game against Pendleton Heights, I'm looking for a revenge game for her. She had 2 points, 1 for 12 from the field. That's not what you want to see from one of your leading scorers in a game against a rival opponent. So hopefully she can turn around tonight and give us a good performance.
Yeah, here's my key to the game, Michael. If you're Pendleton Heights, you're fighting for a steal at every opportunity. In their last outing versus New Pal, Zoe Wood, the freshman guard, averages the highest 16 points for the Lady Marauders. She had 7 turnovers. The Arabians, they're very good. They got multiple guards like Casey Warfel and his sister that steal it very well, and I think they're going to be looking to steal it even more tonight.
Yeah, Pendleton Heights perimeter defense has been the key. Casey Warfel and Olivia Jones kind of run that perimeter defense around there. They get multiple steals per game. I think Casey's had double-digit steals multiple times this year, so this is exciting. I'm pretty nervous for this game because you never know what will entail.
Now, two in the tip circle. It's Bucksot, the junior, and Ada Huffer. Ball is up. We are live. Pendleton Heights wins the tip sectional championship underway. Emma Roberts will keep it on the logo. Dishes it right side for Warfel. Warfel will feed it to Roberts. Roberts stands top of the key, flips it to Warfel. 3 ball for Warfel. Around and out. Rebound.
I'm not mad at that look for Casey. She usually knocks it down, but that's a good first look for the Arabians.
Zoe Wood will take it up the other end. Top of the key now. Sits, drives inside, dishes to the corner. Delaney Williams, the freshman, kicks it out for Gabby Thomas. Thomas will feed it left side. Zoe Wood. Zoe Wood can't hold on to it. Gabby Thomas will be there to cover. Now, Emma Roberts tries to fight for a steal. They're going to call a travel violation. Arabians will take it over.
And that's the defensive pressure we love to see Coach Rogers put out there at the start of the game, especially by the senior Emma Roberts, not shy of the attention.
No point scored so far. 7 minutes, 18 seconds remain here in the first. Here's Casey Warfel, top of the key, guarded by Wood. Dishes right side for Roberts. Roberts kicks it out around into the corner for Casey. Casey inside for Huffer. She tries a 2, can't get the rebound. Zoe Wood will take it the other direction.
And that's a clean contest there down low on the 6-3 Huffer.
Now inside, it's Bucksot, guarded by Trout. Trout's going to force the defense. Bucksot will throw it into the hands of Roberts. Pendleton Heights takes it the other direction. Lob inside for Olivia Jones. Good for 2.
Transition offense is where the Lady Arabians live, and that's a good example of it there. Roberts to Jones in the post.
Pendleton Heights draws first blood. 6 minutes, 40 seconds remain here in the first quarter. Here's Wood. Dishes right side for Williams. Pass tips. Williams recovers. Gives it quickly to Britt, the senior. Senior on the right wing, looking for an open target. Clamped up by Roberts. Hands it off. We'll get it to Zoe Wood, the freshman guard, backpedaling to the logo. Now turning on the Jets, wants to drive inside. She'll dish it left side. Travel called. Arabians will take over to the offense once again.
And the defensive pressure, I said it before, this time Olivia Jones creating a travel. Good job not allowing Wood to get any space and force a turnover.
Pendleton Heights up, 2 zips, 6 minutes, 15 seconds remain here in the first. Casey Warfel has it on the logo. Driving inside, tries a hop step, loses it, recovers, puts it up. No good, ball will roll out of bounds. They'll say it'll go to Mount Vernon.
Yeah, Casey lost the grip on the ball on the way up on the Euro step. Her patent and move, one of them in the post there. Maybe if she kept the hold of it, she would have finished for 2.
Lady Marauders up the other direction, down 2-0. 5 minutes, 56 seconds remain in the first. Wood dishes to the corner for Thomas. Thomas into the hands of Britt. Now Emma Roberts going to jump the pass. Ref's going to stop play here, foul called.
I think she caught the arm of a Brit there at the top of the key on the pass.
That'll be Roberts' first foul, team's first. Pendleton Heights leads 2-0. 5 minutes 50 left to play here in the first quarter. Not often you see the Lady Arabians in a low-scoring battle. Here, top of the key, Wood. Conducting traffic, dishes left side. Delaney Williams. Williams to Thomas. Into the hands, Reagan Britt. Britt, top of the key for Wood. Wood working off the jab step. Will pass it underneath to Thomas. Thomas got nowhere to go, guarded by Trout. Will flip it right side for Wood. Three balls, Zoe Wood, no good. Rebound, Mount Vernon. Addison Bucksot in the corner, nowhere to go. Throws it last second for Wood. Wood will recover last second to Britt. Britt around the horn into the corner now for Delaney Williams. Williams back, top of the key. Will hand it off to Wood. Wood looking for Britt. Has it now, right wing. Down by two, Pendleton Heights up. Zoe Wood has it now, back right, left side. Delaney Williams. Williams will keep it, hand it off to Thomas. Thomas wants to drive inside, nowhere to go. She'll hand it off to Britt. Britt now in the paint, guarded by multiple Arabians. Hands it off, Wood. Wood, two-point try from mid-range. No good, air ball.
And Pendleton Heights, their defense is what makes them so strong. A good defensive possession there, not allowing an open shot. And even better, if they can get the shots to fall offensively, they could start to run away with this one.
Last night, they held Anderson to 2 points in their first quarter, and so far, Mount Vernon hasn't landed a bucket. Pendleton Heights up 2-0. Here's Warfel, three-point range. She shoots it. Good! Casey Warfel drains the triple.
And that should boost her confidence and get the nerves out. She sees one goes in, and now she's going to be on fire from here on out.
Pendleton Heights up 5-0. 4 minutes, 21 seconds remaining in the first. Here, Wood. On the left side, wants to drive inside, can't get past Jones. Handoff, top of the key, Reagan Britt. Britt will flip it right back to Wood. Wood to Thomas, right corner. Now to Williams, in the corner. Guarded closely by Warfel. Warfel trying to jump the steal, no good. Fighting with Emma Roberts. Warfel will take it now, fast break. Casey Warfel gets it, scores it for two.
And Casey in transition is one to look at. She's very fast and can get out in front.
Now with a standing ovation, Mount Vernon will call a timeout. Pendleton Heights on a 7-0 run. 3 minutes, 53 seconds left to play here in the first. We're going to take a timeout. You're listening to Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here, 91.7 WEEM. Now Zoe Wood will take it onto the scoring end. Hand off to Williams. Williams, nowhere to go. Gives it top of the key to Thomas. Thomas cutting left side, driving inside, going to fall to the ground. Foul's going to be awarded to Casey Warfel. She doesn't like that one there. It'll be her first, team second.
No, that one went on Mamie Trout. Caught Thomas on the arm. I don't disagree with the call. You have to stay off the arms of the offensive player.
Pendleton Heights up 7-0. 3 minutes, 30 seconds remain here in the first. Wood has it now. We'll give it to Bucksot. Bucksot inside. Mid-range, Jay. Huffer will fight for the rebound, get it cleanly. Pendleton Heights now moving the other direction. Here's Emma Roberts, hands it to Warfel. Top of the key, passing the center line. Warfel feeds it to Trout. Trout hand off to Jones. Jones finds Warfel, three ball for Warfel. Good!
Just like I said, once Casey sees one goes in, she starts to heat up. Now up to 8 points and 2 3-pointers made.
Nothing but net for Warfel. Pendleton Heights on a 10-0 run. 3 minutes remain here in the first quarter. Zoe Wood has it on the right wing. Cuts it to Thomas. Top of the key, guarded by Trout. Thomas, left side, looking. Finds Reagan Britt. Britt to Williams. Williams wants to drive inside. Can't use her speed to get past. Warfel poked away. Ball will fall out of bounds. Last touch on Casey Warfel. Mount Vernon will keep it.
Yeah, it looks like Aubrey Warfel subbing in here for Pendleton Heights. This young sophomore getting her first look at sectional championship basketball. And then for Mount Vernon, it's Aaliyah Baxter, the freshman, coming in.
Reagan Britt here to inbound, has to throw it back to the other side. Gets it to Zoe Wood. Zoe Wood at the midline. Cuts it left side. Britt. Britt, top of the key to Thomas. Thomas will hand off to Williams. Williams, the Thomas player for the Lady Marauders, drives at the rack. No good. She will be fouled and go to the line for two.
They're calling on the floor. So that one will go on, Casey. That'll be her first, team's third. Pendleton Heights, they do like to poke in a lot for steals. So that's where we could see some more fouls called, especially in a tight call game.
Refs changed their call. Not a shooting foul. Mount Vernon will keep it. Here's Britt driving inside. Nowhere to go. Locked up by Emma Roberts. She'll hand it off to Thomas. Thomas backpedaling, forced into the corner. She'll get it to Britt. Stolen away by Warfel. Warfel off the fast break. She's got three defenders to beat. Cuts it underneath Jones. Jones to Huffer. Huffer will have it stolen behind the perimeter. Mount Vernon will now take it the other direction. A good stop there in transition by the Lady Marauders. Zoe Wood cuts it to Thomas. Thomas trying to hit a pass underneath, stolen away by Olivia Jones. Now going the other direction. Here's the Arabians into the corner. Emma Roberts, 2 for 2 last night for three. She doesn't want to shoot it here. She'll cut it to Huffer. Huffer behind the arc. Nowhere to move. Feeds it to Roberts. Roberts guarded closely by Baxter. Roberts. Hand off Olivia Jones. Jones wants to drive inside. Ball's going to be poked out. It'll stay with Pendleton Heights on the scoring end.
See, the inexperience here by Mount Vernon with such a young team is going to be kind of their downfall. They don't really know how to handle this pressure. Pendleton Heights with two seniors and a couple of juniors on the floor is going to be really good for them in this one.
Pendleton Heights up 10-0. Casey Warfel, three ball, bullseye.
11 points now and 3 for 4 from behind the arc for Casey. She is lighting things up tonight.
Zoe Wood, the freshman, will now take it up for Mount Vernon. Minute 35 to play. Pendleton Heights up 13-0. Wood cuts it inside for Williams. Williams last second to Buckshot. Good for two. Mount Vernon scores their first.
It's just kind of a lazy rotation on defense there, but a good look there by Mount Vernon. Maybe they can get some things going now.
Pendleton Heights got to be getting tired at some point. Only one player subbed in so far. That was the Warfel sister. Now Roberts drills. Three ball. Good. 13-2. Pendleton Heights up. Another timeout call. They'll add the three to the scoreboard. So now 16-2. We're going to take a quick break after another forced timeout for Mount Vernon. A minute 11 left to play. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, contact them today at 800-928-4001. Again, that is 800-928-4001. Or email talk to feg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here, 91.7 WEEM on the Arabian Sports Network. Still in the timeout, a minute 11 left to play here in the first quarter. Pendleton Heights up 16-2.
Man, they are on fire right now, especially Casey Warfel, 11 points, 3 for 4 from behind the arc. And inside the arc, she's missed a couple of shots. Emma Roberts, though, hitting another big shot like she did last night. 3 points now, 1 for 1 from behind the arc for the senior guard.
Mount Vernon will now take it up the opposite end. Here's Zoe Wood, guarded closely by Olivia Jones. Center cuts it right wing. Zoe Wood, hand off, Reagan Britt. Britt out to Buckshot. Buckshot will hand it off to Baxter. Now Thomas, top of the key, mid-range shot. She'll be fouled. She'll go to the line for a pair. That's Gabby Thomas, the sophomore guard.
Yeah, and once again, another reach-in foul. That's where the officials are going to catch some of the Lady Arabians here tonight as Aubrey Gray comes in for Emma Roberts. It's kind of a normal rotation we see in games.
Scratch that. No longer a shooting foul. Now Williams in the corner. Hands it off to Baxter. Baxter driving inside. Cuts a pass underneath for Wood. Wood will throw up the mid-range shot. Pendleton Heights fighting for the rebound. They can't hold on to it here. Buckshot will get it. It'll roll out of bounds. Pendleton Heights takes over on offense.
And I think Huffer got a hand on that shot from Wood. That's what having someone who's 6'3 in the post will do. Get some big blocks and defensive possessions.
16-2. Pendleton Heights leads. 37 seconds remain here in the first quarter. Here's Gray. Cuts it to Jones. Jones behind the arc will give it into the corner to Warfel. Warfel driving inside, cuts it to Aubrey Gray behind the perimeter. Gray's not going to have much room to move. She'll throw it inside for Huffer. Huffer looking for a two-point try. She'll be fouled, and now this time she'll go to the line for a pair.
Yeah, and that's what you kind of have to do against Huffer. If you can't block the shot, which she's 6'3", so it's hard, you kind of have to hack her, and that's what Gabby Thomas did, and that's why she got the foul call. Mount Vernon's putting a lot of emphasis on Ada Huppert tonight and freeing up the three ball for the Arabians. So while Ada Huppert's had a lot of recent success on the stat sheets, doesn't look like she will tonight, but still playing great at her position.
Yeah, as Olivia Jones is taking a breather and Avery Miller's coming in. Huppert, she's 6'3". You have to get a body on her in the paint somehow, but she goes 0-for-2 in that trip to the line.
16-2, Pendleton Heights lead. 16 seconds to play here in the first. Here's Wood. We'll cut it to Thomas. Thomas, we're going to have her pass intercepted. Fast break. Casey Warfel, Euro step, good for two.
Casey Warfel once again on fire. Extends the lead to 16 at the end of the first.
1 second to shoot it. Buzzer beater, no good. Air ball. That one will wrap up the first quarter. Pendleton Heights up big, 18-2. We're going to take a quick break. When we return the second quarter, you're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, still in a break here. 8 minutes back on the clock for the second quarter. Pendleton Heights leads 18-2.
Casey Warfel, I mean, she is on fire, showing her senior campaign. It's going to continue, hopefully, after this one. 13 first-quarter points. You can't draw it up any better. Now, obviously, she's been getting those outside looks. The Marauders are taking away Ada Huppert in the post. But that just shows what kind of presence a 6'3 player can have for your team.
Now, here's Wood. Cuts it left side. Thomas. Thomas to Britt. Last-second pass to Baxter. Baxter, mid-range J. It'll bounce out. Now rebound, Buxott throws up a shot last second. She'll get a foul and go to the line for two.
I believe foul went on Bree Perry there, so that'll be her first, team's first of the quarter. I believe that's Buxott at the line for two.
Correct.
Buxott, 62% from the stripe on the season. So I'd say she's pretty good from the line, as she does miss the first one.
Mount Vernon won the past four straight 4A sectional 9 titles. Looking for a fifth tonight. Only happened once in conference history. Buxott trying to add an extra point to the Marauders score. Will go 0-for-2 from the line. Rebound Wood. Wood, the freshman, cuts it in the corner, trying to use her speed. Blast inside, stolen away by Warfel. Yet another steal for Casey. She'll cut it to the left side. Three ball for Mamie Trout. Around and out. Pendleton Heights fighting for a rebound. Bree Perry will snatch it. Cuts it to Gray in the corner. Gray, cross-court pass, looking for Trout. Not enough on it. Intercepted by Mount Vernon. Zoe Wood cuts it to an open Gabby Thomas. Three-ball trifecta.
Mount Vernon starting to move things around. Gets a good open look on the three there off the turnover in transition.
Pendleton Heights with an odd rotation in right now. Here's Casey Warfel. Cuts it inside for Jones. Jones mid-range. Too good.
Yeah, that extends the lead back up to 15 for Pendleton Heights with about 6:55 remaining here in the second. 20-5 this score.
Now here, Thomas, big shot, deep downtown, no good. Pendleton Heights will take it over, up 20-5. And now some substitutions being made. Back to their normal starting five. I mentioned they were in a weird set. Bree Perry was in along with Aubrey Gray. Not too often. Haven't seen a ton of Bree Perry recently.
Yeah, kind of a small ball lineup, but I didn't mind the look. It's kind of a different way to change things up for the offense.
They kind of got opened up with that three ball, but now Emma Roberts alongside Ada Huppert getting back into the offense. Here's Olivia Jones. She hands it off. Casey Warfel downtown splash.
Casey is on fire now. 16 points for her tonight, majority from behind the arc.
Trying to leave her mark in the sectional championship. Lady Marauders will take over the offense. Zoe Wood, three ball, no good. Rebound Warfel inside to Jones. Two-point try, good and one.
Pendleton Heights is dominating here in this first half, and that's what you want to see from your team if you're Nick Rogers.
To the line, Olivia Jones.
Foul will be on Zoe Wood, her first, team's first of the quarter. 25-5 the score. Pendleton Knights up. 6 minutes, 15 seconds in the second quarter.
And Pendleton Knights, I mean, they're clicking on all cylinders. And what a beautiful pass from Casey Warfel up towards the half-court line. A final cutting Olivia Jones for the easy two and the foul.
Like a well-oiled machine, the score now 26-5. Pendleton Knights up. 6 minutes left to play here in the second. Here's Zoe Wood, cuts it to Thomas, guarded by Trout. Thomas, last second to Baxter. Baxter behind the arc, we'll get it to Williams. Williams wants to try the three ball, backpedaling, stolen away by Warfel. No one in the backcourt, Warfel good off the fast break.
And KC just dominating once again, multiple steals, 18 points, and they're looking very, very good tonight.
Death taxes and Casey Warfel off the fast break. Now Warfel will tip it last second, it'll go out of bounds. Mount Vernon will take over.
Were those three guaranteed? And are those the three things you guarantee in life of Casey Warfel fast break along with the other two? I like that, Zion.
28-5, Pendleton Knights up here. It's Zoe Wood. Backpedals, moving to the logo. She'll cut it to Baxter. Baxter to Thomas. Thomas wants to drive inside, has to get past Huffer. Huffer will get it last second, tipped away. Pendleton Knights seals it the other direction. Here's Emma Roberts moving quickly, cuts it to Warfel. Warfel turning on the Jets, going inside. Hop step, no good.
I didn't mind that offensive look for Casey, getting in the paint pretty quickly there.
Yeah, just trying to crash the board with all she had. Here's Zoe Wood, top of the key, guarded closely by Olivia Jones. Now moving right side, cuts it to Williams. Williams, three ball, off the mark, rebound, Pendleton Heights. 28-5, Arabians lead, 4 minutes, 52 seconds remain in the second quarter. Here's Emma Roberts at the midline. Scanning the offense, looking for an open target. She's going to be clamped up by Wood. Roberts will cut it to Trout. Trout to Warfel. Warfel will throw it last second. Cross-court pass to Roberts for the three ball. Ball will go out of bounds.
Yeah, and kind of a rare thing we've seen for Pendleton Heights, missing a shot like that. I mean, I get it. You know, you take the open shot, and I didn't mind it from Roberts. She's already made one in this one.
Mentioned last night, she was 100% from behind the arc. See if they can get here going into this second quarter. 28-5, Pendleton Knights up. Now Wood will have it, get it to Baxter. Baxter inside looking for Thomas. Thomas can't hold on to it. Ball will roll out of bounds. Last touch on Mount Vernon.
And for Mount Vernon, it's a bunch of empty offensive possessions. You can't have these empty offensive possessions, especially when you're down 23 with a little over 4 minutes and 10 seconds remaining. You have to find something to do.
Pendleton Knights has scored 10 in this quarter, up 28-5. Here's Warfel inside, going over a defender, puts up a two-point try, no good. Foul will be called, likely a charge on Casey Warfel.
Yeah, that's what the official signals, so that'll be her second, team second, and, you know, I agree with the call. You know, Baxter got her feet set, was in the lane of Casey Warfel, and so
28-5, Pendleton Knights leads. 3 minutes, 52 seconds remain. Timeout's going to be called.
I believe Baxter's got a cut on her lip.
Scratch that, no timeout. Just a substitution. Get Baxter set now coming into the game. Looks to be Britt, Reagan Britt, the senior. Some much-needed seniority coming into this game. Of course, you're down 28-5 for Mount Vernon, and, you know, it's hard to battle back, and you need some seniors to claw your way back and assist these freshmen.
Yeah, and Britt, she was a part of those three of those sectional championship teams with Ellery Minch, so she brings a lot of experience to the table.
Here's Wood on the left wing. Cuts it to Williams. Williams to Britt. Britt guarded by Roberts. Britt will cut it last second, top of the key for Addison Bucksot. She tries a three ball, no good. Rebound, Pendleton Heights. Up 28-5 in the second quarter, 3 minutes to play. Olivia Jones, top of the key at the logo. Backpedaling. We'll give it to Huffer. Huffer on the right elbow. Moving inside. Trying to spin move. Throws up a two-point try. Air ball. She'll be fouled. She'll go to the line for a pair. I mentioned it earlier. Ada Huffer tonight at the stat sheets. She's not going to be someone that you look at and say this is why they won that game. Kind of an unsung hero. She's been fighting her way in the paint.
Yeah, she's getting double and triple teamed in the paint all night long up to this point. Does make that first free throw. So now 1-for-3 on the night.
gets her first points, but she's a big difference in the why Pendleton Heights has had this huge run they're on. She's opening up the outside for some of these shooters.
Ada Huffer keeping us on our toes. Swishes around for 3 seconds before it falls. 30-5. Pendleton Heights leads. 3 minutes and 14 seconds left to play here in this second quarter. Williams has it. Three ball down the other direction, around and out. Pendleton Heights will now take over up the other end. Here's Emma Roberts. Cuts it to Warfel. Warfel on the left wing. Gets it to Roberts. Roberts hand off to Trout. Trout, quick pass, darting it for Olivia Jones. Jones looks inside for Huffer. Huffer's going to fight for the ball. She can't hold on to it, just off of her fingertips. We'll see who they award it to. Jump ball.
And I believe it'll be Pendleton Heights' ball since Mount Vernon started the quarter with the ball. But still, that's a good job there by Huffer to force the jump ball, not allow a turnover to happen, and keep offensive possession.
30-5, Pendleton Heights up. Yet again, I mentioned Huffer absolutely fighting to get anything, just double and triple teamed in the paint. And it's really leaving open the three ball for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. 30-5, Arabians lead here. 2 minutes, 51 seconds remain in the second. Here's Jones. Cuts it to Warfel behind the arc. Warfel inside for Olivia Jones. She's trying to fight for an open look in that paint. Guts it back outside, top of the key for Warfel. Mid-range J driving inside, no good. Huffer fights for the rebound. Ball will stay with Pendleton Heights as it rolls out of bounds.
Yeah, and, you know, that just kind of went off of Bucksot's hand. She kind of went up one-handed, grabbed it down, so that's why it goes out of bounds and stays with Pendleton Heights.
Mid-range J, Casey Warfel cashes for two.
21st half points now for Casey, leading all scorers pretty soundly here tonight.
She had 23 last night, looking to make a statement in this sectional championship. Here's Zoe Wood. Cuts it left side to Williams. Williams to Britt. Britt hands it off to Thomas. Thomas inside is going to have it swiped away. Casey Warfel gets it into the hands of Mamie Trout up the other direction. Here, Huffer into the corner. Roberts, three ball, nailed.
And Roberts now 2 for 3 from behind the arc. 6 points gives Pendleton Heights a 30-point lead with 2 minutes remaining here in the half.
35-5, 2 minutes left to play. Here's Wood, top of the key, driving inside, cuts it to Baxter. Baxter, two-point try from deep, no good. Rebound, Casey Warfel. Hands it off to Roberts. Roberts cuts it. Jones, right wing. Jones trying to feed it back to Roberts. Timeout's going to be called by Pendleton Heights. We're going to take a quick break. Pendleton Heights leads big, 35-5. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Mount Vernon High School, technically a neutral site for the 4A Sectional 9 Tournament Championship. Someone's going home. Pendleton Heights up 35-5. Minute 30 left to play. Olivia Jones going to take a deep shot. No good. Just off the mark. Pretty contested three there.
Yeah, but I wasn't mad at the look. You know, Olivia Jones shooting 43% from behind the arc. You have to have confidence in her shooting ability, and she definitely does.
Now off the inbound, here's Aubrey Warfel. Cuts it to Trout. Trout fighting with her teammate to get that pass. Now on the right wing, driving inside, trying to put it in from underneath. Mamie Trout, no good. Ada Huffer gets the putback bucket. Pendleton Heights now leads 37-5.
Fought through four defenders there to get that rebound and the putback.
Here's Wood driving at the rack. Ball will be tipped out, go out of bounds. Pendleton Heights going to take over. Last touch on a Lady Marauder.
Yeah, and they're up big here in this first half, 37-5 with a minute 10 remaining.
Emma Roberts taking it up pretty slow. We'll cut it inside to Huffer. Huffer looking for an open look. She puts it in from underneath. Cashed for two.
Ada once again using her size against the other team. Gets another tough bucket there.
Now here's Wood on the right wing, backpedaling. Not very closely guarded by Olivia Jones. Wood will cut it right side for Baxter. Baxter inside for Bucksot. Bucksot, handoff, Williams. Back into the hands of Buxott. Three-point range pass inside. Blocked by Ada Huffert. Moving the other direction. Now Huffert's going to have it stolen from her. No kickball call. Pretty close there. Mount Vernon will take it the other direction. And once again, another empty offensive possession for the Marauders. A good job there in transition to get the steal. But now here's Baxter. We'll cut it to Thomas. Into the corner for Buxott. Sott doesn't want to take it. Cuts it back to Baxter on the left wing. 10 seconds left to play here in the second. Zoe Wood will get a hand on it. Now, moving top of the key, stolen away. Moving the other direction. Here's Pendleton Heights. Aubrey Worf off the fast break. Can't capitalize. That one's going to wind out the second quarter. The score at the half. Pendleton Heights up 39-5. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
You got to pay attention.
But they need to continue that success.
But there's going to be runs by both teams.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. I'm your host, Caitlin Cowan, and today I am here with
Carrie Babcock.
And today we're going to be talking about unified track. So you are the coach for the track team, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and tell me a little bit about your history with track.
All right. Well, I think this is our 10th year having it here at Pendleton Heights High School. The unified track team combines students with disabilities and students without disabilities on the same team. They compete as a team, not as, you know, the students are doing all the performing and like the typical students are the partners. They're both competing to get the best times, the best jumps, the best throws. And we only have five events in unified track. We have the 100, the 400, two relays that we do, a boys and girls 4x1 relay, then the shot put and the long jump.
Okay. So what made you want to coach track? Did you do it in high school?
No, okay. I did not. And in fact, unified track is something new to the IHSAA.
Oh, wow.
It's relatively new. I would say it's probably in its 12th or 13th year.
Okay.
And it became a thing. And our athletic director at the time came to me and said, do you have any interest in doing that? And I said, yes, but I have no idea how to coach track. I said, I know the students, but I don't know track.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, I have had to teach myself about the track team, about what you do in track, how to get better at track, how to be successful. So that's been a learning experience for me.
How was your first year?
The first year was good. I think it was the first or second year we even went to state. So
wow.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good for your first year,
yeah.
Considering you knew nothing about it.
Right, knew nothing about it. Now, there's been a lot more teams add on every year through this from different schools throughout Indiana, and so it keeps getting more and more popular as the years go by. So that's a good thing. We are the only school in Madison County that has unified track.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it's crazy, but it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So we're kind of ahead in the game.
Yeah. That's a good point right there. So what do you love the most about track since you've been doing it for 10 years, you said?
So what I love most about unified track is the atmosphere is a little bit different. It's more like a family atmosphere versus a lot of the drama and real competitiveness you see on other teams, where they're all about cheering each other on and trying new things and wanting the best for each other. So I think that's what I like best about it.
Yeah, I hear that a lot from like sports teams, especially the basketball teams and football teams.
Yes.
Like they are a family.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that's super important, especially when you're a part of any certain club, is to have that
yes,
family.
You're exactly right.
So how many awards has our Arabians won? Do you know?
We have been to state 3 times.
Wow.
So that's pretty good for us. Yeah. Being a smaller school.
Yeah.
So we don't have the numbers like a Fishers or a Westfield does, but we're still competitive, which is really, really good.
Mm-hmm. I think we're pretty impressive.
Yes.
For some of our teams, considering we are a small school and yeah. like we go up against like Fishers or Avon or schools right. like that. So
I think you're right.
Yeah. So what is your advice to people who want to do track or want to join?
I would say give it a try.
Yeah.
Give it a try. A lot of people are timid at first, like, well, what does unified mean? How is that different than a typical track? Just give it a try.
Yeah.
Once you do it, you'll find out you're falling in love with it and you want to do it year after year.
See, I find that difficult because I'm not a sports person.
Yeah.
I do radio. That's the only kind right. of thing of sports I do. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have. But thank you so much for coming down and answering my questions.
You're quite welcome.
Can't make it to the game? Be sure to tune in to the ASN Coaches Show every Monday from 5 to 6 p.m., hosted by the WEEM sports staff, as they talk to athletes and coaches about winter sports and keep you up to date on all things Arabian athletics. Listen today on Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Michael Hooker, as well as Lucas Williams. He's joined here, a former sports, or I guess current sports staff member. But let's break down this game. Pendleton Heights is up big at the half, 39-5. Now, no one was really expecting this coming into this game. I mean, Pendleton Heights has really put down the gas pedal.
We were talking kind of in breaks before the game even started. Let's hope this is a game. This is a close game. Pendleton Heights really using their experience against them, especially Casey Warfel. The senior has been in four sectional tournaments, played in a sectional championship her freshman year, and she's really showing why she is the leader of this team. 20 first half points, 4-for-5 from 3, 4-for-8 from inside the paint. So she's performing at a very high level here tonight.
Yeah, this is her senior season, her last year to do it, and she left it all out on the court. I interviewed her earlier this year, and she said she was trying to go out with a bang, and she's done quite that. 20 points to open the first half in the sectional championship is something special.
Yeah, and I'll say this. You know who's been a real presence? Not maybe in the scoring column, but for their offense is Ada Huffer. She's 6'3", so you have to get a body on her. But whenever she gets the ball in the post, Mount Vernon's double, sometimes even triple teaming her. So that leaves Warfel, Roberts, Trout, and Jones. One of them is going to be open, or two of them are going to be open on the three-point line. So as long as they just knock the ball down or knock the shot in and they get the ball, it should be a pretty good offensive game for them, and it has been so far.
Olivia Jones and Emma Roberts, not bad shooters at all by any means. Emma Roberts, 2 from 3 from behind the arc today. And if she keeps that up, Pendleton Heights is going to coast in this one and set themselves in regionals.
Yeah, she went 2 for 2 last night from behind the arc. Now 2 for 3 from behind the arc tonight. Hopefully she can continue this. But I don't know how this offense will look in this second half. Maybe Mount Vernon adjusts and just does something different. Maybe they come out offensively for Mount Vernon and they do something completely different that Pendleton Heights hasn't seen, and they start to rack up the points and we get a closer game. Who knows what will happen? This is such a mystery of a second half, and it's going to be exciting, especially here in the sectional championship.
Yeah, I mean, you were not expecting this much of a start from Pendleton Heights, up 39-5. It's hard if you're Mount Vernon. You have a young roster, lots of freshmen that play. Zoe Woods, their best player. And now, what do you say to your team in halftime when you put 5 points, one shot in each quarter? There's not much you can. You really have to do everything in your power to stop this Lady Arabians offense.
I mean, you can try, but there's not much you can do. They're so well-rounded. They have the shooters. They have the inside scoring. They have the rebounding from Huffer at 6'3", but not just her, but you also have Olivia Jones from the wing. She can definitely come in and get these boards. So can Casey. So can Emma. So can Trout. All 5 of them, and even their reserves will get in there. We've seen Aubrey Warfel do it before. Aubrey obviously missed a layup there at the end of the half, which was her
one and only shot attempt she's taken so far here tonight. But she's a sophomore. This is her first time in the sectional championship of her career. So I kind of expect some nerves from her. But overall, Pendleton Ice has looked like a well-oiled machine, like they've done this time and time again. And I can expect to see them roll into Decatur Central next weekend.
Yeah, the winner of this one will play at Decatur Central. They'll play the winner of Lawrence Central versus Lawrence North. Currently, it's the end of the third quarter over there at Lawrence Central, and the score 35-33, Lawrence Central leading. So, of course, the winner of this one will play that one, but we're going to take a quick break when we return the rest of the game. Second half action here from Mount Vernon. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show, 91.7 WEEM.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. Now here's second half action on 91.7 WEEM.
7 WEEM. We welcome you back here live now. In the second half, Pendleton Knights up 39-5. Here's Zoe Wood. We'll start with it. Dish it out left side for Baxter. Baxter's going to throw up a three-point try. Air ball. Huffer pulled down the shot. Emma Roberts will now take it the other direction.
Another empty offensive possession for the Marauders to start out this second half. Not something you want to see if you're Coach Shelton.
Thomas tries to pick off the pass. Arabians keep it. Three ball for Casey Warfel on a rope.
Now 5-for-6 from behind the arc, and a good way to start off the second half for three.
She's officially tied her points from 23 from last night, and the third quarter just started now. Pendleton Knights going to force what they're trying to have is a steal ball. We're going to bounce Mount Vernon to take over.
Did they call a foul, or?
We're still waiting on it.
Yes, they did call a foul. That's on Casey, I believe. That's her third, and you don't want to see that if you're Coach Rogers, your star player getting three fouls this quick.
Yeah, I mean, they're up big, but, you wouldn't want that at all. Of course, she isn't looking to go to the bench right now. We'll see, keep you updated on that now. Here's Baxter, hand off to Wood. Wood, back out to Baxter. Baxter outside, gives it to Bucksot. Bucksot's going to have it stolen from her, pass intercepted. Here, Olivia Jones cuts it to Roberts. Roberts, cross-court pass for Trout. Trout's got no open look, throws it inside for Olivia Jones. Two-point try, nailed.
Olivia Jones up to 9 points on that one, and good vision there by the junior Trout to get it to Jones in the post.
Now, Mount Vernon trying to bucket inside. No good. Pendleton Knights will take it the other direction. Here's Ada Huffer, top of the key, driving inside. Huffer's going to cut it underneath for Mamie Trout. Mamie Trout pats herself on the chest, says, that one's on me. Pass went out of bounds. Mount Vernon now.
Yeah, and it's, a 39-point lead here for Pendleton Knights. Running clock now. And so Pendleton Knights looking to just run away with it even more now.
44-5, Pendleton Knights up big. 6 minutes remain here in the third quarter. Here's Wood inside, throws it up underhand. No good. Pendleton Knights will now take over. Here's Casey Warfel driving inside, open paint, lobs up a shot. She'll fall to the ground. Air ball. Now Mount Vernon going the other direction. Here, Pritt. Pritt cuts it to Thomas, picked off by Mamie Trout, moving the other direction. Trout will put up a two-point try off the fast break. Good. Pendleton Knights leads 46-5.
And a good read defensively there by Trout to get in the way of the pass. Had Roberts to her left just in case of a pressure on defense, but a good finish on for two.
Now here inside Williams, mid-range Jay. No good. Rebound, Pendleton Knights. I said this before pregame. Zoe Wood had 7 turnovers last time. Pendleton Knights is going to be jumping the pass, and they are sure doing that well tonight. Here, Casey Warfel in the corner. Cuts it inside for Huffer. Little too much on it. Ball will roll out of bounds.
Yeah, some miscommunications here offensively for Pendleton Knights, but that's okay. You're up by 41 points now. So you can allow some of these little mistakes, but you can't allow too many, especially going into next week if you advance.
46-5, Lady Arabians on top. 4 minutes, 53 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Here's Gabby Thomas, guarded closely by Mamie Trout. Thomas going to look for an open pass. She'll hand it off to Prickett. Prickett inside, cuts it to Baxter. Baxter tries a bucket underneath. Ada Huffert's going to swipe down the board. And that's what having Ada Huffer down low does for you. You get a lot of defensive rebounds and stopping offensive possessions from going forward.
Baxter going for a steal. Recovered by Ada Huffer. Tries it underneath. Good for two.
Ada Huffer starting to come alive there at that first end of the first half. Now up to 8 points with her first make in the second half.
48-5. Lady Arabians up. Here's Baxter. Working off the jab step. We'll cut it last second to Pritt. Pritt gets it to Thomas. Thomas in the corner, locked up by Mamie Trout. Looks like a foul's going to be called.
Yeah, I believe kind of a hand check there on Trout. And, you know, she was hounding her defensively. I thought it could have gone either way, but a good call by the official there.
Carlton Heights, two fouls this quarter. Mamie Trout has two so far this game. Up 48-5. Big lead here for Carlton Heights. Now pass to Britt underneath. Going to go out of bounds. Last touch on Pendleton Heights. Tipped it last second. Mount Vernon to take over.
And I believe Roberts may have kicked it out of bounds there.
Here's Baxter. Fakes it from the three-point range. Casey Warfel looking for a steal. Recovered by Pritt. Pritt underneath. Going to cut it to Lexi Shelton. Shelton can't put down the drive. Rebound. Pendleton Heights moving the other direction. Here's Olivia Jones. Spin move in the paint. Cuts it to Roberts last second. Roberts doesn't have an open look. She tries to get it to Huffer. No, it won't go. Casey Wolf are going to recover off the missed pass. She gives it to Roberts. Roberts top of the key, swings it underneath, looking for Warfel. Miscommunication. Now Mount Vernon's going to take it the other direction. Gabby Thomas, mid-range shot from the left elbow, good for two.
Yeah, she's up to 5 points now for Mount Vernon, leading their way and scoring here in this one.
48-7 the score. Now cross-court pass. Casey Warfel looking for Mamie Trout. This one will go into the Pendleton Heights student section. Timeout's going to be called. Pendleton Heights up big, 48-7. We're going to take a quick break. 2 minutes, 43 seconds remain here in the third quarter. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, sitting alongside Michael Hooker. Lady Arabians lead 48-7. 2 minutes, 40 seconds remain here in the third.
Yeah, with this running clock, time's going to go by pretty quickly here if Mount Vernon wants to mount a comeback.
Here, Baxter, hand off to Thomas. Gabby Thomas will cut it left side for Reagan Britt. Britt underneath, going to hand it off. Lexi Shelton. Shelton's going to have her pass to Zoe Wood. Stripped Emma Roberts the other direction. Here's Olivia Jones, cuts it back and forth to Roberts. Roberts to an open. Warfel in the corner, three-point range, nailed.
Casey, 26 points, and is continuing her dominance here in this sectional championship.
Now Mount Vernon in the other direction, down 51-7. 2 minutes remain here in this third quarter. Here's Baxter underneath in transition, gets it to the bucket. Good for Gabby Thomas.
Gabby Thomas, a bright spot here for Mount Vernon's offense. 7 points here tonight.
Most points scored in a quarter so far for Mount Vernon. Now down 51-9. Here's Huffer inside. Going to cut it outside to Aubrey Warfel. Three-point range. Just skips out. Now Mount Vernon will take over, going the other direction. Kind of got a fast break mismatch going. Now inside, here's Ada Huffer. She's going to be guarding quickly to Christina Walker. Walker last second, going to touch it. Roll out of bounds. Miscommunications from both teams.
No. Roberts, the ball was loose on the ground, kind of kicked it up to herself. It's a kickball violation, so it'll stay with Mount Vernon.
Marauders off the inbound. Looking for an open target. Delaney Williams. Williams going to cut it to Shelton. Shelton's pass to Wood, intercepted. Olivia Jones off the fast break. She'll cut it to Roberts. She holds it, waits for her team to get down the court. She'll hand it off to Warfel. Warfel inside is going to have it stripped from her. Fight for the ball. Mount Vernon recovers, going the other direction. Here's Baxter. Got an open shot. Flips it to Williams. Williams to Wood. Back to Williams. Williams holds on to it. Feeds it to Thomas. Thomas right side to Woods on the right wing. Zoe Woods cuts it around the horn into the corner for Williams. Williams drives at the board. Got to get past Huffer. Good luck. Huffer's going to pull down the rebound. Pendleton Heights up 51-9, 25 seconds remain here in the third.
And this third quarter has flown by with this running clock, especially since Pendleton Heights is up 42 points now.
Mid-range Jay from the right elbow for Olivia Jones. Good for two. Pendleton Heights now leads 53-9.
Second score in double figures for Pendleton Heights goes to Olivia Jones with 11.
6 seconds remain here in the third. Zoe Wood handed to Thomas Wood. Throws up a last-second buzzer beater. No good. That one will end the third quarter. The score at the start of the fourth. Pendleton Heights up 53-9, looking like they're going to be heading to regionals. Stay tuned. We got one more quarter of action. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here on the Arabian Sports Network. Fourth quarter action underway. Pendleton Heights leads 53-9.
Yeah, Zion, I mean, Pendleton Heights is running away with it, showing their dominance. And if you're Coach Rogers, this should give you a lot of confidence going into next weekend if you advance. Obviously, with the look of the way things are going, it looked pretty sound. Well,
here's Olivia Jones driving inside. Foul's going to be called now. On Twitter right now, awaiting the update from Lawrence North and Lawrence Central to see who wins that one. They started 30 minutes earlier than us. So as soon as I get that update, I'll inform you guys on who Pendleton Heights is likely to play.
I have a good feeling it's going to be Lawrence Central, but with the way the end of the third quarter looked, it looks like Lawrence North may have a run at the regional.
Here's Baxter on transition, stolen away by the Mount Vernon Marauders. Had an open lane, no good. Baxter will go to the line for a pair.
I believe the foul goes on Roberts. They've hacked at the arm there on the way up of Baxter, so another good call there by the officials.
Yeah, our last scoring update from Lawrence North and Lawrence Central. Lawrence Central was up 35-33. Now, if you would have asked us this week, we would have said Lawrence Central wins that. We've played them. We know what team they are, and, you know, the Abdurraqib and Jayla Lampley, both Lampley sisters, and they're a tough team, but Lawrence North really putting up a fight. Baxter at the line made her first.
Well, if playoff time makes teams play differently, and that's what you're seeing here against Lawrence Central with Lawrence North really showing out.
Here's Mamie Trout, cuts it right side. Emma Roberts drives inside, doesn't have an open look. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Pendleton Heights on the scoring end.
Yeah, looks like Aubrey Gray's coming in for Roberts here. And this one, give her a breather. 53-10 the score, 6:50 remaining here in the fourth. Pendleton Heights up by 43 points, led by a 26-point outing so far here by Casey Warfel.
Casey Warfel behind the arc. She holds it, looking for an open target. She'll cut it to Jones. Jones cuts one loose from deep. No good. Huffer with the putback. Gets the rebound, trying to put up a shot. Backpedaling, she puts it in for two.
Now the third double-figure score here for Pendleton Heights. 10 points for Ada Huffer.
55-10. Pendleton Heights up big. 6 minutes, 22 seconds remain here in the fourth. Here's Baxter. Has it pretty deep behind the arc. She cuts it to Thomas. Thomas driving inside. Mid-range. Jay good for two.
And Gabby Thomas up to 9 points with that make. Like I said earlier, the bright spot here for Mount Vernon's offense, trying to do something to get them back in this one.
Now here, Casey Warfel behind the arc. Cuts one loose. No good. Just rattles out. Now, Pendleton Heights recovers. Ada Hufford snatches the rebound. Here's Aubrey Gray. She takes a shot from the left elbow, bounces around and down.
And, you know, I like the shot there from the senior guard, Aubrey Gray. We know she's got the confidence to shoot it. She just hasn't had many opportunities throughout the season, and that's a good shot there.
Yeah, 57-12. Pendleton Heights up big. 5 minutes, 35 seconds left to play here. Now, Baxter inside spin move, pushes off Warfel. No foul called. No good for Baxter.
No, they called an offensive foul on Baxter. Stuck her arm out and caught
Warfel, and I like the call there. You can't allow an offensive player to just elbow somebody like that.
I don't think initially after a play I've ever seen Warfel look that hot. She looked very steaming hot after that, just flipped to her side and was talking to her teammate, and luckily she got the call there.
Yeah, it looks like Trout and Huffer are coming out for Aubrey Warfel and Bree Perry, and the Pendleton fans giving them a standing ovation for their performance here tonight.
What a game they've had against Pendleton Heights' rival in the Mount Vernon Lady Marauders. Of course, they've been tournament champions the last 4 years, and it's not looking like tonight's their night. Here's Warfel driving inside. Aubrey Warfel with a nice lay for two.
And that should help boost her confidence there, getting a good contested layup for her first make of the game.
Baxter, three-point try. Warfel in the way, no good. The other sister, Aubrey, gets the rebound. Now Aubrey Gray taking it up the court. She'll hand it off to Olivia Jones. Ball off of her feet. It'll end up in a Marauder hand. Now here's Thomas cutting down the court. She'll give it to Williams. Deep three-point try for Williams. No good. Williams gets her own rebound. Cuts it underneath inside for Thomas. Thomas trying to take it up for Mount Vernon. Pendleton Heights will steal it back.
And it looks like at the scorer's table, a couple of players that are going to check in. Like Avery Miller and Nicole Glassley will come in for Olivia Jones and for Casey, and a standing ovation for the two standouts here tonight. The leading scores with 26 and 11 points. So this is some good experience for these two players, and you know, they deserve all the respect in the world for Jones and Warfel.
Pendleton Heights up 59-12, looking to earn their first sectional championship since 2011. Here's Baxter driving inside off the right wing. Misses her shot, threw it up from underneath. She'll be fouled and go to the line for a pair.
And foul goes on Perry. That'll be her first, team's third of the quarter.
Score stays 59-12. 3 minutes left to play here. I mean, for Pendleton Heights, your team traveled so well. Absolute standing ovation when they subbed out a lot of those seniors. And you've just earned your first sectional championship under Coach Rogers. They got a bright future ahead of them.
Yeah, especially going into next weekend. They go to Decatur Central. That should be an interesting sight to see how this Pendleton Heights fans will travel. Obviously, they travel well to New Pal, but Decatur Central is kind of a different distance than New Pal.
Now here, moving the other direction. Here's Avery Miller. Guarded closely by Baxter. Mount Vernon gonna turn it over on offense. Scratch that. Pendleton Heights will turn it over. Mount Vernon to take it over.
And just under 3 minutes here. 45-point Lady Arabian lead. Pretty confidently can say that this one's in for the books, and Pendleton Heights will get their first sectional championship since 2011.
Now here's Thomas. Dishes around the horn, and it'll end up back in her hand. She cuts one loose from deep. No good. Rebound. Baxter of Mount Vernon. Foul called. We'll see who it's awarded to.
Foul goes on the freshman, Nicole Glassley. That'll be her first, team's fourth. And the three from Thomas goes in, and it looked like Aubrey thought that they were on offense. And
yeah, just miscommunications. Mount Vernon's going to get the ball yet again. We still have yet to get a scoring update from Lawrence Central and Lawrence North. Last we knew, Lawrence Central was up by two in the third quarter, but it's been 26 minutes since then.
Yeah, so Sophia Bruce and Jada McGraw are coming in for Aubrey Warfel and Aubrey Gray, and Coach Rogers emptying out the bench to get some girls some playing time.
Underneath the rim, it's Williams. She tries to cut one to Britt. Britt's not going to be able to hold on to it. Tipped away by a Lady Arabian. Mount Vernon now will take over. Down 59-17. Minute 40 left to play here for Marauder territory.
Yeah, and Pendleton Heights showing their dominance here tonight. Why they are on a 12-game win streak. Why they're an 18-6 team. And one thing you got to mention about Mount Vernon, they're an 18-win team, and they got done like this in the sectional championship.
Now, two-point try. Foul's going to be called. I mean, they have a lot of freshmen. They have an even brighter future just because of the youth of their team, and now some more youth subbed in. Christina Walker, a freshman, and you kind of start to see that as the white flag. You know, minute 19 left here in this fourth quarter. You just, I believe, almost all freshmen on the court right now, and scratch that. They have one sophomore, but they got a bright future. I mean, they're starting freshman 16 points per game in Zoe Wood.
Yeah, but Pendleton Heights did a great job defensively on here. 0 points in this one.
59-19.
40-point Pendleton tonight's lead, and that's what you want to see if you're Coach Rogers. Even with some of the girls who get more junior varsity minutes in, they're still running this offense pretty well.
Here's McGraw in the corner getting swarmed, double teamed. She throws it inside for Miller. Miller tries to put it up for two, no good. Ball will go out of bounds. Pendleton Heights will keep it on the scoring end. Avery Miller off the inbound, 57 seconds and counting. Avery Miller throws one a little too far. Looking for Sorrells. Scratch that, Bruce, the freshman. Bruce hands it off, looking for Nicole Glasley. It'll be stolen away by Mount Vernon. Now that's Thomas. Good for two off the fast break. Pendleton Heights still up 59-21, 35 seconds and counting left to play.
Yeah, Mount Vernon trying to not go down without a fight and a standing ovation here from the Pendleton Heights fans as this game is closing out. And a jump ball. It looks like it'll go to Mount Vernon. But with 20 seconds left, Pendleton Heights will be crowned the new 4A Sectional 9 2025 champions here tonight.
Mount Vernon holding it, cutting it deep three from the Marauders. Won't go. 7 seconds. Rebound, Nicole Glasley. 4-3-2-1. Pendleton Heights, your Lady Arabians, are sectional champions since 2011.
And these seniors emotional. I saw Emma Roberts and Casey Warfel embracing each other. What a performance here tonight by the Lady Arabians.
You could kind of hear Coach Rogers in our pregame interview get a little choppy. You know, this team means so much to him. We've heard him get a little emotional in some postgame interviews, but I can't imagine tonight's going to be any different. What a win from the Arabians, 59-21. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, the postgame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, contact them today at 800-928-4001. Again, that is 800-928-4001. Or email talk to feg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That's kind of going to be the plan, and we just got to make sure that we execute on the offensive end.
You know, it should be a good game. I think they can come away with the win.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM in rival territory, Mount Vernon High School. Pendleton Heights and the Lady Arabians are the new sectional tournament champions for the first time since 2011.
Yeah, Zion, this is very exciting. You know, I don't think I've ever called a sectional championship game before, but my first one to see Pendleton Heights win a sectional championship. They'll get to cut down the nets. They've already gotten their trophy. So this is a big win here for Coach Rogers. We'll interview him later once they're done with all of their celebratory ceremonies. But let's break down these postgame stats. We're going to start with Pendleton Heights. Obviously, the victors here tonight, 59-21, the final score. Casey Warfel, 26 points tonight. Casey Warfel from behind the arc, 6-4-8. A majority of her points coming from behind the arc, 4-9 from inside the arc as well. And then Olivia Jones, 5-5 from inside the arc. It says on here 0-2 from behind the arc. Lawrence North, we are just getting an update here. Lawrence North beat Lawrence Central.
What an upset.
So Pendleton Heights will travel to Decatur Central next weekend to play Lawrence North for the regional championship. Lawrence Central was number one in the state going into that tournament, and we're expected to go to state this year. Yeah, Lawrence Central, we played, Pendleton Heights played them this year, and, you know, at halftime, I believe we were up or we were tied. It was a very close game, and that's a number one contender, and they're just knocked down. What an upset for Lawrence North.
Well, and like I said before, you know, anything can happen here in these playoffs. Teams change. It looks like Rogers might be making his way up here slowly, but, you know, Pendleton Heights looked like they could have been upset here tonight and possibly before the game, but going into it, they just dominated.
We're going to take a quick break. When we return, I'm going to talk to Coach Rogers, head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Don't miss out. A new episode of WEEM Weekly comes out bi-weekly on Wednesdays. We interview those within the school and around the community.
It's always great to work with people that you actually like.
You can find the latest episode of WEEM Weekly anywhere podcasts can be found.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly podcast.
91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. I'm sitting here alongside head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team with a statement win in the sectional championships. Congratulations, coach, for the first time since 2011. Your Lady Arabians are champs. How does it feel?
You know, I'm probably going to crack a couple times in this interview. I want to tell you guys how much you mean to this program. We appreciate you guys broadcasting all of our games, believing in us, all the coaches show. Thank you. I mean, what a way to come out and, you know, really just kind of snatch it from the beginning. You know, it was just an incredible, you know, first half. You know, just really, really proud of everybody that went on the court tonight.
How would you say your team handled adversity, you know, throughout this week into this game? You know, you said it at the end of the bus trip. You said this is a business trip. And they came in here and they handled business. First quarter, Mount Vernon only scored 2 points.
Yeah. You know, it was, you know, once again, when we're locked in and playing like we are defensively, we executed our game plan to an absolute T. Where is she? You know, if this is correct, their leading scorer, Zoe Wood, Olivia Jones, held her to zero. I mean, that's an elite effort from a kid that doesn't get a lot of credit, always guards the toughest player. You know, that's a business trip for sure.
Now, I'm going to talk about Ada Hufford a little bit. We were talking about it, me and Michael, around the second half. You know, she might not show up too much on the stat sheets tonight because she's getting absolutely swarmed, but she still put up 10 points. Talk about her effort tonight in the paint.
You know, it's hard playing in a game like that. You know, the refs had to talk to their defenders a couple times because they were kind of hugging her just when she was standing there. It's hard being the biggest girl on the floor. She missed some bunnies. But, man, she came back in that second and third quarter and really started finishing strong at the corner of the board. So just ultra proud of how she kind of came back and handled and competed.
Well, that'll about wrap it up for this interview. Thanks for joining us, Coach. Go celebrate with your team.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. Me and Michael are going to break down the rest of this game and crown our player of the game. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Olivia. From Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
to the Arabian Sports Network's post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm sitting alongside Athletic Director Mr. Smith of Pendleton Heights. Now, this big sectional championship win for Pendleton Heights, what does it mean for this program? Coming into this, Mount Vernon had won four straight. Pendleton Heights hadn't won one since 2011, and they do here in rival territory.
Well, it's a big deal. It's big for our program. It's big for Pendleton Heights athletics. It's big for our community. And, man, we had a great community showing tonight out here. I couldn't be more proud of our young ladies, Coach Rogers and his coaching staff. They did an excellent job. And the thing that I'm really proud about is they left no doubt in either game. They had a trap game last night and left no doubt from the start, and then they sent a message very early in this one and coasted the rest of the way. So proud of them, and it means a lot.
Yeah, let's talk about Coach Rogers a little bit. Of course, in his third year at Pendleton Heights, me and Michael were talking. Of course, Mount Vernon has a very coveted coach. He doesn't have too many accolades to his name. He won the tournament championship this year, and now he's officially a sectional title winner. Talk about him and the future of this program in good hands.
Well, there's three coaches in program history that's ever had their name tied to a sectional championship. So Coach Wallace was the first one, and as I'm sure most know, that we lost him back in December. So this is extra special for the program as well. And then Coach Dowd took it to a whole new level, and that's what Coach Rogers is trying to do, is to beat that out. But, in 50-plus years of school history, and you've got three coaches that can say they've won it, that's a big deal, and I know that it'll be important to him somewhere down the line, but it's not important to him right now.
Now, a fun fact that me and Michael were talking about, every time Pendleton Heights has won a sectional championship, they win it 3 years in a row, and they've won three of them here at Mount Vernon, now four. Are we expecting more? And we mentioned Coach Rogers has put the program in good hands.
I knew that. I already knew that, and I figured somebody would surely bring it up to me tonight if we won, and so you did. The expectation is always when we're real fortunate to have good teams in those years, and we've got a great team with us right now. Even when you take away the seniors coming back, and we don't want to look too far forward, because we still got games to play this year, that's in the back of their minds, and you just never know. Things, you win them when you don't expect it. Sometimes the best team doesn't always win, so we'll go at it again, in a couple of years and see how it goes. But again, this is about tonight and this team, and so we're proud to call them champions.
One final question for you, Mr. Smith. We just figured out Lawrence North is going to play Pendleton Heights in the regional round. They upset Lawrence Central, number one in the state. How do you feel about that? We don't normally play them. Of course, they are in Indy, and that's a weird matchup, but Pendleton Heights probably coming into that one as high favorites.
Well, I don't know, to be honest with you, but I've told the team throughout the last couple years, like with the last year and this year when we've shifted to the one-game regional, I said you get out of the sectional, and from there you never know. And so you get a one-game regional, you get a good matchup there, and next thing you're playing to get into the Final Four. So, we're going to be thrilled about that. We'll worry about who we're playing tomorrow. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little disappointed. I wanted a chance at, and like I said, sometimes the best team doesn't always win, but I don't want to take anything away from Lawrence North. I'm sure whatever they did tonight, they had to play really well to beat that team, because it's a really good basketball team that Lawrence Central had. So they had to do some things really well. So that right away concerns me if they were able to knock them off. But again, we're going to celebrate this tonight.
Well, thanks for joining me, Mr. Smith. Go celebrate with your school.
Yes,
thanks for joining me.
Listen, we are going to let the community know. We are going to be back in the high school gym. Give us about, we're going to say about 9:30. 9:30, we'll bring the team in, and we'll celebrate some more. We don't want to do too much here in Fortville. It's not as fun. It's more fun at home.
All right, thanks for joining me.
Right,
stay tuned.
Go
Arabians, yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Me and Michael are going to break down the rest of this game. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Do you love 80s music?
Duh.
Well, you're in luck. Tune in to the 80s at 8 every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You don't want to miss these radical hits. 91.7 WEEM.
Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, and the Spice Girls. You can listen to the greatest 90s artists every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 a.m.
If you put two and two together, you will see.
91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Mount Vernon High School. Pendleton Heights now officially tournament champions with a big win over their rival Mount Vernon Lady Marauders, 59-21. Whole house is here in Pendleton Heights. All I'm seeing is green on the corner. I see Coach Buck, the Arabian boys basketball head coach. Many familiar faces. Pendleton Heights in unity tonight.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty great to see a town and a program of athletics so unified like this. But Zion, I think it's time we crown our ASM player of the game. And we came to that pretty quick decision pretty easily. It's Casey Warfel. The senior guard, 26 points. Missed one three-pointer, five shots from inside the arc. Overall, best performance, I'd say, of her career. When it matters most and lights are shining the brightest, she will step up and perform, and she did that here tonight. So she's the ASN player of the game.
Yeah, I mean, at the halftime, she had 20 points, established a commanding lead for Pendleton Heights, and then she kicked it out to some youth and sat back and put her feet up. And that's all she's got to do. Coming into this one, Pendleton Heights knew they were favorites, and they played Mount Vernon well. They left no doubt, like Coach Smith said. And, what a great game. That's going to about wrap it up for up here. Stay tuned. Of course, we have some few broadcasts coming up. The guys are going to be playing some games here soon. Of course, you can look to our website at 917WEEM.com, and you can see when we're broadcasting those, when our tip-off and our pregame is. And, of course, for the girls' basketball team next Saturday, they will travel to Decatur Central to play Lawrence North, and we will broadcast that one, 7:30 tip, 7:15 pregame show. So all smiles here. That's going to about wrap it up. Thanks for joining me, Michael, and alongside everyone here from the radio station, we thank our sponsors and all our listeners. We couldn't do either of this without you coming out to these games and broadcasting them. Thanks to Caitlin back in the studio for helping the broadcast run smoothly. That's going to about wrap it up. Pendleton Heights, your tournament champions, up 59-21. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Pendleton Heights Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.